And let me tell you something. When there are people who hate our church or are trying to harm our church or are enemies of our church or they've been thrown out of the church, you know what? You should beware of those people. You beware also. You know, I could sit here and say, oh, man, these people did me much evil. The Lord reward them according to their works. But let me say to you, you beware of them also. They've greatly withstood our words. And by the way, when somebody's thrown out of the church, it says, let them be as a heathen man or as a publican unto you. It doesn't say that they're your buddy. And you say, oh, this sounds like a cult. You're telling us not to be friends with certain people. Well, don't be friends with the devil either. Okay? And you know what? You can go be friends with those people all you want. Why don't you go along with them too? And you can maybe you can be a part of the cult that they're starting. The oneness cult that denies the Trinity. And you know what? Don't fall into this junk of, no, they just have a different take on the Trinity. Yeah, they have a take on the Trinity where they don't believe in it. We just have this other take on the Trinity where there's not three persons in the Godhead. We just have this other take on the Trinity where Jesus is God the Father and where the name of God the Father is actually Jesus and where it's just different manifestations or modes of one person, right? I mean, it's a one-man band. That's just a different take. No, that's not a different take. That's rejecting the Trinity. That's like saying, well, I just have a different take on the Trinity where Jesus isn't God. Well, I just have another take on the Trinity. There's four of them. Or whatever. No. You can't just teach oneness and say, well, that's what I call the Trinity. Because after all, these three are one. It's got one in it. So, you know, I just lean toward the one. Look, the Trinity is the Trinity. And oneness is oneness. Okay? And if you're going to sit there and say that there's no chain of command between the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, which is just to deny clear scripture, which shows that there's always been a chain of command. There was a chain of command when Jesus was on this earth, and even after the millennium, there's still going to be a chain of command. If you don't believe that the Son follows the commandments of the Father and submits and subjects himself unto the Father, not because they're not equally God, but because of the fact that he is in obedience to the Father and that he does always those things which please him. If you're going to deny that there's a chain of command in the Godhead, if you're going to deny that we're talking about three distinct persons or entities, you know, and just say, oh, well, you know, you're going to get up to heaven and see one guy. No, I'm going to get up to heaven, and you know what I'm going to see? I'm going to see the glory of God the Father, and I'm going to see Jesus seated at his right hand. That's right. Amen. That's what I'm going to see when I get to heaven. Now, when they get to the other place, I don't know what they're going to see down there. They might only see one person down there because it only talks about them being tormented in the presence of the Lamb. You know, and it also talks about, you know, I guess, whither shall I flee from thy spirit if I descend into hell? Thou art there also. But you know what? I know that when born again children of God get to heaven, they're going to see the glory of God the Father, and they're going to see Jesus at his right hand because they're not the same person. There's one God that is composed of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one God. Three witnesses, one God. And look, it's written in your law, the testimony of two men is true. I'm one that beareth witness of myself, and my Father beareth witness of me also. That's not the same person, folks. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost collectively make up God. All right? One God, three persons. The Father is God, the Son is God, the Holy Spirit is God, but Jesus is not God the Father, he's God the Son. And God the Holy Spirit is there as well. And there's no blurring of the lines. There's no fuzziness here. It's just, that's what the Trinity teaches. Now look, I realize there are people who still believe in the Trinity, who are a little confused on certain aspects of the Trinity, or maybe their doctrine is a little weak on the Trinity. I get that. Maybe they're a little weak on the Trinity. Maybe they're a little bit off on the Trinity, or maybe they do a bad job of explaining the Trinity, and that doesn't make them a heretic, right? To not have a full understanding of this doctrine. Because believing in the Trinity is the milk of the word. Fully grasping the Trinity is something that's a little meatier. So I can understand people being a little off, a little mixed up, a little bit unclear on certain aspects of this doctrine. But let me tell you something. None of the people who we threw out of the church were in that category. I don't care what anybody says. Every single one of them said, I believe what Tyler preached. And you can hear it out of Tyler's own mouth. Just fully rejecting the Trinity. Saying, oh, I used to believe in the Trinity. I used to believe in these three distinct persons. But now I just believe there's just one God that's one person up on that. You're going to get there. It's going to be one guy. And he just manifested, as the Father. You know, in the name of the Father is Jesus. The name of the Holy Spirit is Jesus. And, you know, it's just full-blown oneness. No chain of command. Blah, blah, blah. Look, folks, that's not being a little mixed up. That's being a heretic. That's rejecting clear scripture. And if people are a little mixed up, then you know what happens with people that are a little mixed up? You show them clear scripture and they fix it. I mean, look, I believe that a person could be saved, and don't misunderstand me here. I believe that a person could be saved and believe in evolution if they've never been taught. If they've never seen Genesis 1, if they've never seen Genesis 2, and you just walked up to them and taught them the gospel of Jesus Christ, they believed the gospel, they received Christ as Savior, they could be saved and still believe in evolution. But let me tell you something. As soon as you show them in the Bible Genesis 1 and Genesis 2, and you show them the timeline, and you show them people's ages, and you show them, look, the world can't be millions of years old because it's right here in Scripture where it states, you know, then if that person, if they say, well, I still believe in evolution, then I would say that person's not saved. Because if somebody rejects the biblical account of creation, I don't think they're saved. Look, I don't think somebody's saved if they reject any part of the Bible. When you're rejecting Scripture, and I understand that sometimes people can have a different interpretation of Scripture, but when you're just rejecting Scripture, you're not saved. And so that's what we need to understand, that distinction. That obviously, when a person gets saved, they're not going to know all the doctrine. But when you show somebody who's saved clear doctrine, they're going to receive it. They're not just going to say, well, I don't care what that says. Or, well, here's what I believe, and it just shows a complete lack of understanding of what they were just shown. Now, look, I'm not talking about Bible prophecy. I'm not talking about things in the Bible that are open to interpretation. I'm not talking about minor things here, folks. I'm talking about big things. And, you know, I'd say that whether or not everything brings forth after its own kind, or whether we evolve from monkeys, that's a pretty big thing. And if somebody's going to reject that teaching of the Bible and say that God picked a certain ape and breathed into him and he became Adam, you know, that's just, that person's not saved. That's overboard. Or if somebody's going to sit there and deny the deity of Christ, they're going to deny the Trinity, they're going to deny just clear, basic, plain as the nose on your face, biblical doctrine, something's wrong with that picture. Because he that is of God heareth God's words, and you therefore hear them not, because you're not of God. And hereby know we the Spirit of God. Everyone that is of God heareth us, and he that is not of God heareth not us, and thereby know we the Spirit of truth and the Spirit of error. We're not talking about opinions on Bible prophecy. That's all future. We see through a glass darkly sometimes. You know, and we're not talking about their political views. We're not talking about, you know, Israel. I mean, I'm talking about stuff that is foundational and fundamental to our beliefs and our faith. I mean, if somebody sits there and says, hey, I don't believe hell is eternal, and we show them all the scripture on hell being eternal, I still don't believe in hell. That person's not saved. You know what I mean? When they're denying clear scripture. And so the Bible said here, Alexander the coppersmith did me much evil, the Lord reward him according to his works. But he doesn't stop there. He says, of whom be thou ware also? For he hath greatly withstood our words. And if any of these people were a little confused, why'd they hide their false doctrine and go sneak around with it? Number one. Why don't they come to me? I'll clear it up for them. If they're just a little confused, then how come after all the crystal clear preaching that came from this pulpit, they're still confused? Because they don't want to learn. They don't want to get it right. They don't want to come to the knowledge of the truth. And so they are founding, I don't know which ones of them for sure, but they are founding a church, you know, in Jacksonville, Florida, apparently, still. And let me tell you this, it's going to be a cult. It's a cult. When you go out and start a church that believes something unlike anybody else is teaching in the Christian world, that's how cults get started. Every Baptist church believes in the Trinity. Every Southern Baptist, every Independent Baptist, every evangelical church believes in the Trinity. And you're going to borrow this heresy from a bunch of tongue-talking baptismal regeneration oneness Pentecostals and borrow that and say, oh, we're going to merge that with being a Baptist. You are starting a cult. Because the Holy Spirit doesn't just lead you into things that nobody else is being led into. Why didn't I get led into that? Why didn't any of the rest of us here tonight get led into that? How come 18,000 Southern Baptists didn't get led into that? How come 6,000 plus King James only independent fundamental Baptists? How come none of them are being led into this? I'll tell you why. Because we don't have that devil that's messing with us and seducing us like that. We have the Holy Spirit guiding us into all truth. Beware of these people. They've greatly withstood our words. They've done evil. They go out of here and they attack us and lie about us. And you want to be their buddy. Well, you know what? Just ask yourself whether you think that's right. Because you know what? I wouldn't want to be buddies with anybody who hates our church or is an enemy of our church. I wouldn't want to be buddies with that person. Say, oh, you're ostracizing them. You got it right. That's called throwing somebody out of the church. What do you think it means to throw somebody out of the church? Well, they just can't sit here with us. They can just live stream every sermon and then we go hang out with them. No, they're thrown out. If there was a way I could cut the connection, I would. So that they don't even deserve to hear these sermons. They're listening right now and they don't even deserve it. Because I don't want to cast my pearls before swine. Let's keep reading. I'm glad I got that off my chest. We just have this other take on the Trinity where there's not three persons in the Godhead. We just have this other take on the Trinity where Jesus is God the Father. And where the name of God the Father is actually Jesus. And where, you know, I could sit here and say, oh man, these people did me much evil. The Lord reward them according to their works. But let me say to you, you beware of them also. They've greatly withstood our words. And by the way, when somebody's thrown out of the church, it says, let them be as a heathen man or as a publican unto them too. And you can maybe you can be a part of the cult that they're starting. The oneness cult that denies the Trinity. And you know what? Don't fall into this junk of, no, they just have a different take on the Trinity. Yeah, they have a take on the Trinity where they don't believe in it.
Yeah, that's right.
Do you? It doesn't say that they're your buddy. And you say, oh, this sounds like a cult. You're telling us not to be friends with certain people. Well, don't be friends with the devil either. Okay? And you know what? You can go be friends with those people all you want. Why don't you go along with... And let me tell you something. When there are people who hate our church or are trying to harm our church or are enemies of our church or they've been thrown out of the church, you know what? You should beware of those people.
Right. Amen. Right.
You beware also.